All right, so the next thing, we're moving into some Bach. So this is my attempt at classical music right here. Bach is a crazy guy, and I've struggled with him my whole life, but I once had a teacher tell me, you know, Bach just is a game. You just have to figure out his game. He's won every time. So the first piece, Sheep May Safely Graze, that's what Bach called it. The little story on this one for me is the first time I played in my congregation in Markazan was on a Good Shepherd Sunday, and I was going to be really cool, and for the offertory, the offering music, I was going to do Sheep May Safely Graze, and the hymn following the sermon was I Am Jesus' Little Lamb. So I got the order of things mixed up, and I thought the offering was coming right after the sermon, so I launched into Sheep May Safely Graze, and everybody just looked at me. And I finally figured out the problem here. So in a moment of almost genius, I slid into I Am Jesus' Little Lamb and kind of made it work. And so, like I said, this Bach calls this Sheep May Safely Graze. I've always called it Something Happened on the Way to the Offering. And the way I'm playing it today is a little bit more refined than it happened that Sunday, but it worked. One other thing I'll tell you about this. So, what you've just been hearing is the English classic organ. That's the sound American organ builders are known for, and it's nice. This organ can also do a German Baroque organ, and since I'm doing Bach, I'm going to use those stops instead, or I'm going to switch the whole organ to be a German organ. And what you should notice with the Germans is their pipes and the sound that they like is a little bit harsher than what our ear is normal to. And American pipe builders and English pipe builders, when they build pipe flutes, they use wood. And you get this real mellow, hooty sound. Germans use metal, and it's a little bit harsh, but it works nicely for Bach. The other thing, then, is this piece was written for an orchestra, not an organ. So as I go through it, I'm going to try to transition more into an orchestra. So you should start to hear the real oboe sound and some string sound with it. So we'll see if I get my buttons right and it works.
Thank you.
made it right to the end before I trashed it. So the next piece I'm going to play is Bach piece 2. And I have many stories with this piece. So the one I'm going to tell you is, one summer when I was home in Lemon, my mom always thought it was fun for me to go to church with her while she cleaned church, and then I could play and she could tell me what she thought. So one time I played this next piece, the Jig Fugue, and she came up in the balcony when I was done and said, "What was that?" I told her, "Well, that's the Jig Fugue by Bach." And she said, "You don't need to play that for church." So the next Sunday I did. I played it as the postlude, and wouldn't you just know it, when I came down out of the balcony and went out into the entryway, she was there. She had decided that the rest of the family could go home and she would ride home with me. And it was on that ride that I learned the proper distinction between what is church music and what is circus music. And apparently, this is circus music. The next piece is a hymn I am nearly 100% sure you've never heard, and that's awesome. This is a it's really an actually old hymn. It was translated from German, I believe, in like 2010 or something like that. And it kind of reinforces the two disciples on the way from Emmaus, where they asked Jesus to stay with them. And just very, very nice words. Easy tune, you'll get it. But here again, the last verse is just extremely powerful. And it's almost on the level of abide with me, hold thou thy cross. It's right there. We've used this in Markazan a couple times, and I have to tell you, in the last 2 years, this has become the most requested funeral hymn we have. Had to hear that one time and you like, what does that tell you? You like new things. Mm-hmm. All right, the next piece is On Eagle's Wings. So I'm going to, in this piece, try to bring on a little bit more of the versatility in the organ. You're going to hear a clarinet, maybe a chime if I get it in there. Maybe some softer. I'm not real good at soft, but I'll try. And you know, just a little history on this piece. The guy who wrote it for a choir to sing, and he never ever intended for congregations to sing this. It's terribly unmetered. Every verse has kind of a different melody, but people love it. And in any new hymnal that is printed now, it is in there, and congregations sing it. Thank you. Okay. Who's heard of Lori Lyne? Piano player. You like her? Too bad I'm here today, right? So, Lori Lyne plays piano, and that's all she plays. And
I'm. Who's met her?
Who's? Well, if you ever talk to her again, you might not want to tell her what I'm going to do here. I would imagine if somebody wrote this for piano and they see what I'm going to do to it, it might. This is truly a case where you are going to hear how unique this instrument is, because you are going to hear sounds that just shouldn't come out of an organ. And I think I'm not going to tell you what they are. So I'm pushing the season here a little bit, and I know Pastor Rill already got after us for rushing Christmas, kind of, or something, and made a little comment in there, but I'm going to do it. So once in Royal David City, Lori Lyne has this unique talent of taking hymns and stringing them together so you almost feel like you're being told a story. And that's what this arrangement of Once in Royal David City is to me. We'll see what the story is.
Thank you.
we have one more hymn that you need to sing. And it's a hymn we don't sing that often just because it's not in any of our books. And I don't know, it's a fun hymn to sing. It's okay. But it's fun to sing. It's Beethoven's melody, Ode to Joy. And here again, the way I'm going to introduce it is probably a little different than what you're used to. You've already got a little taste of, sometimes between verses, I like to figure out what I'm going to do next. And so we'll just go with that. One last piece here, and set you free. So this is one my mother would probably say shouldn't be played in church either. And she's probably right. If you ever listen to Masterpiece Theater, this is why she would say it shouldn't be played in church. It's the theme for that. It's the Symphony des Fanfares. This movement is the Rondo. So this is where I want to try to attempt to play some drums.